job of looking at ourselves, Scott, on either side of the ball, and things that we're doing well, we're not doing well, and how we make them strengths. Got in the weight room a couple times, which is good. And really focused on some of our younger players too. We had some young players practices that we did at the end. Some of our, scout team guys and guys we want to develop. They got a lot of quality reps as well, and got a good practice in on Towson as well on Friday, and then yesterday on Sunday we had our Towson Sunday practice, and so it was good. I think we needed it. It was halfway through the season, came out at a great time. Very thankful for that, and now we're just moving forward on here to Towson.
First question this morning from Anthony DeCagri. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, guys. So Coach, obviously you guys are 4-2 to start the year. You lost to Villanova, but you were leading going into halftime against one of the top teams in the FCS. And for the most part, a lot of your core players are returners from the 0-10 team last year. During the bye week, did you, the coaching staff, and some of the players have any time to kind of reflect on how you guys have been able to start turning the program around? And how have you been able to get the most out of your players this season?
Not really reflect. You try to go 1-0 each week, not to be corny, man, but we try to move forward and keep getting better. Obviously we highlight things we've done well these past six games in all three phases, things that we've done well. We've got to keep doing those things, and the things we haven't done well, and how to overcome those games, like Villanova, for example, and how to win those tight games. We were trying to find those solutions. I think the guys understand that, more importantly, that we're getting closer and closer. You know what I mean? And we still haven't played that complete game that we're looking for, like I keep telling you guys about. We're still trying to find that complete game in all three phases. That's what's great about the chase. But really, it's been a good start. It's just a start. You're six games in, and now you got a lot of quality opponents ahead of you. And it starts with Towson here, who's really good. And we look forward to that challenge this week.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Let's take a little bit since you did a deep dive into your team. Let's kind of give a little assessment here on offense and defense. Let's start on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, Roland Dempster has had a tremendous year, one of the top rushers in FCS, and we've talked a lot about him. He's the guy that has been in the program for a while, but really hadn't had the kind of success he's had this year. What have you seen from him from the time that you took over, and did you see him being able to have this kind of season?
I think throughout spring, summer, and fall, he got in better condition. I think that was critical. We ran a lot in the off season so we can run the ball late, Rob. He's always had good physical intangibles about him. He's always been tough, had good vision. And obviously we enhanced those things with coaching and teaching. There's no question about it. But I think it's just the physical shape of him being able to carry the ball 20 to 25, almost 30 times a game at times. Him be able to sustain those games. So that's the biggest upgrade that he's had since this offseason. And he's really improved his IQ fundamentally in football, knowing what to do with the scheme. I think at first in the spring, it's a new system. He was trying to figure out the system like everybody else on the team. So you could really see in fall camp that he kind of understood the why of why we were trying to do these things, run the football, throwing the football, pass protection. He started figuring out the why, and he started playing faster and started playing more instinctual. So proud of his start. He's got to keep going. He knows he can keep getting better. So I'm proud to have Roland here. He's been a great asset for us.
Anytime when you run the ball with success that you guys have, the offensive line, it has to be doing something. How have those guys grown through the year and kind of bought into this mentality of allowing him to be able to turn off 100-yard games almost every week?
Yeah, this is really corny. We talk about firing off the ball. I think that was something that we're a little bit different in the past. We want to fire off the ball, create a new line of scrimmage, set our pads, and that's been a big emphasis. And those guys have bought into that. And Coach Beige, our line coach, does a great job of formulating that plan. He does a great job of teaching multiple looks that we do get, whether it's three down, four down, five down, et cetera. Those guys have a high football IQ, and they've seen things throughout the week. So Beige does a really good job of preparing his guys and playing in sync, and what's great about this group so far is they've played, quality snaps before this. They played before, and now they've played six games almost together in unison. And now they're starting to get a groove together and starting to play together more and more. So they got a lot more work ahead, but I've been proud just to them fire off the ball, playing in unison, playing together. They're getting better week by week, and I've been proud of that start so far for those guys.
And just one more on the offense. Obviously, Malachi was a little banged up, wasn't able to go against Villanova. Was he able to heal up any over the off week?
Yeah, he practiced yesterday, He practiced yesterday, Sunday. He's still day to day. He's looking better. There's no question about it. But we're going to see how Tuesday practice goes when you're in pads and you're running around. Also with Wednesday, you kind of see his growth. But he did practice yesterday. He looked a lot better than he did the week before.
Defensively, you guys have held, I think, four of your five FCS opponents to 21 points or less, have been pretty solid on that side. What have you seen from your defense? What do you like? What do you feel like needs to improve?
Yeah, things I do like is we're on the ball, we're playing physical. Our pass defense has improved this year. We're more confrontational, and we're doing a great job, and also creating a lot of negative plays with sacks and TFLs. I still think we could be bet more sound in the run game, especially late versus Villanova. You saw some creases there where we didn't trust our fundamentals in our eyes, and we're a young defense. And there's times where we do it right, it looks good, and there's times where we get out of a gap or we have bad eyes, et cetera. We look like a young defense, So they've been pretty good this whole year, though. They played really well. I know they got more in the tank. Coach Lewis does a great job, and his staff does a great job preparing those guys. But they're playing a lot harder. That's the biggest thing. We got to continue to do those things. You got to play hard, run the ball, tackle, take good angles to the football, and be disruptive. And those guys have bought into that so far.
Got a follow-up from Anthony. Go ahead, Anthony.
You obviously just touched on the pass defense. How specifically have you been able to help turn that unit around? Because last season they were ranked dead last in the CAA, and right now I believe they're ranked third.
Yeah. Well, I think number one is, we brought in some quality players along with the guys that were here. Rudy Silvera has been a good corner for us. Cam Johnson was hurt last year at corner. He's played this year. V's been a transfer from Bowling Green's been a nice player for us. Jalen Hoyle's improved dramatically this year, playing harder, playing in the scheme. Jason Allen's a true freshman that plays for us and makes plays. And Jordan Jackson's a guy that's played a lot of football as well. And we got quality depth there. I think we have an understanding of how we want to play coverage. I think we do in practice throw the ball a decent amount, so they see different wide variety of throws and. So they're prepared the right way. And I think also our pass rush, like I think we're hitting home, I think we're hitting home at times and disrupting timing. And that's another credit to the defensive line, the backers and Coach Lewis's scheme. So it's team defense. They're playing harder together and they're more confrontational. That's pretty much the bigger improvement they've had these first six games.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Billy, as you talked about, your team heads out on the road Saturday to face a Towson team that's won a couple of games in a row. As you looked at them, what are some of the challenges they present both on offense and defense?
Yeah, very talented outfit. They have a lot of good players. I think that area, they call it the DMV. They've always had a lot of great players in the CAA throughout the years, and that's their backyard there. So they're 3-3. They lost to Villanova, North Dakota State, all right, and Cincinnati. So their losses are they're to really good teams, and there's games they could have won. And they're really talented. I think Coach Shinnick does a great job, number one. Did a great job at West Florida forever. He's done a great job at Towson. They got a great staff, got a lot of respect for that staff. I think their quarterback is playing confident. Sean's come in, done a nice job. Lets his playmakers make plays, let them touch it. He puts the ball in the air, lets those guys make plays. And I think their two backs are really good. Three and four are really good backs. They're physical, their one-cut ability. They work well together, and they're really good players. And that tight end special too. He's really athletic, and he's a mismatch. And zero the receiver, 11 the receiver. They got so many good playmakers. So their speed on offense scares you. Their playmaking ability scares you. And they're multiple what they do. And then defensively, I mean, they're sound. The odd spacing, what they do. I know Vern's their D line coach, done a great job of that odd spacing forever. They know how to play it. They know how to defeat blocks. And they do a nice job. 97's a good player from up front. Middleton's a good backer. Snell, the safety, number 7's physical. They're a physical outfit on defense. They run the ball. They're disruptive. They play good team defense. So this is a really good team. I mean, overall, they're really talented, and they're kind of hitting their mark right now. They're starting to get in a groove, it looks like. They're starting to find their identity, I guess, or they're playing kind of in a groove, and they look really good, man, and they're a great team. So we're gonna have to play our best, as you know, Rob. Like every week, it starts our preparation. But I'm excited to go to Towson, 1 o'clock kick, playing on the road. It's a great stadium, great venue there. So I got a lot of respect for that place, and we're going to have to play our best, and it starts our preparation. So excited to go back home and play against a really good team there.
All right, Billy, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Towson, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Once again, for me, a member of the